We're coming up on a big saint's day. Nope, not the one where people drink green beer and sing maudlin tunes. I'm talking about the Feast of St. Joseph on Saturday. It's celebrated by Catholics around the world, but it gets some special love in New Orleans. Nina Feldman has that story.
It's 11 a.m. on a Wednesday, and David Rowe is directing a team of bakers in his kitchen.
Stack them, and we'll just put it back in the fridge.
Yeah.
David has a small crew of volunteers baking hundreds of Italian cookies and cakes at his house. All of them will go on the St. Joseph's altar at St. Augustine Church. Here's one of his helpers, Joe, rolling out some dough.
I'm making the cucciadattis here. They were probably the predecessors to the Fig Newton. Started by little Sicilian ladies.
These cookies are essential for a St. Joseph's altar, but they're just the beginning. The altars get covered in breads shaped like fish, cakes shaped like lambs, and these incredibly ornate fig cakes, also called cucciadatti. Here's how this whole thing got started.
The legend is that back in the Middle Ages, maybe it was 12th century, maybe earlier, there was a famine in Sicily.
That's Sandra Scalise Juno. She's Sicilian, also a baker, and a local expert on the tradition.
Sicily had been the breadbasket for Rome, so you can imagine these people were starving.
During the famine, the only thing that would grow was the fava bean, usually fed to animals. The Sicilians prayed to their patron saint, Joseph, and the fava bean kept them fed through the drought. When the rains finally came, the Sicilians attributed their good fortune to St. Joseph and pledged to thank him with an elaborate feast, pretty much forever. And the fava bean...
The fava bean became the symbol of their hope and is known in New Orleans as the lucky bean.
Sicilians arrived in large numbers to New Orleans around the turn of the 20th century. Many of them built altars in their homes and storefronts on St. Joseph's Day. They'd go from house to house, each marked with a palm frond out front to indicate who had an altar inside. While the tradition has Sicilian origins, its observers don't always. St. Augustine Church is the oldest Black Catholic parish in the country. When David heard the church needed help baking for its altar, he decided to lend a hand. After all, he says, back in the day, the parishioners at St. Augustine helped his ancestors.
The Sicilians were considered, even by other Italians, to be the lowest of the low. Sicilians were not allowed to worship in the major Catholic churches. The first church that took them in, that allowed them to come in, was St. Augustine's church in the Treme.
Beverly Curry is in charge of the St. Joseph's altar at St. Augustine and grew up in the Treme around the corner from the church. She tries to honor the Sicilian origins of the holiday, even though it's not her heritage.
On St. Joseph Day, you don't cook food with meat, but we have all the meatless dishes that the Italians ever cooked. And it'd be so good. Lord, I can't eat that, but it's good. Whew. The Italian cabbage and the Italian fish and the shrimp balls, and oh, baby, it'd be good.
Not everyone is such a purist, though. For some, St. Joseph's Day has taken on a totally new meaning. Charisse Harrison Nelson grew up in a family of Mardi Gras Indians. If you've never seen them, the Mardi Gras Indians are groups of African Americans that dress as Native Americans. Each year, the Indians spend countless hours sewing elaborate suits of beads and feathers by hand. On Carnival Day, they parade through the streets in their suits and meet each other in a sort of ritualized theatrical battle.
They dance, chant. You brag on yourself, I'm that pretty, pretty spy boy, pretty in the front, pretty in the back. You know, I got a big cheek, blah, 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 blah.
Traditionally, you hear about the Indians parading and singing on Mardi Gras Day.
The only other time you really see that is on St. Joseph's Night.
Nobody knows exactly why the Mardi Gras Indians chose St. Joseph's Night. For Sicilians, St. Joseph's has always been a day off from the austerity of Lent. You could let loose, celebrate, even get married. So the theory goes that the Mardi Gras Indians picked up on their Sicilian neighbor's tradition and took their suits out for one last spin. What we do know is that even today, St. Joseph's is a holiday that transcends cultural lines here.
So what we're going to do is prepare our dough.
Sandra Juno spent a recent Saturday at Xavier University in New Orleans, which is historically Black and Catholic.
But yeah, that's what happens. It starts binding to itself.
Crumping.
It also expands.
She's teaching students here how to make the cucciadatti, those traditional Sicilian fig cakes.
In every culture, the making of dough, the baking of bread, is the most communal thing that you can do, every culture. So for us to be baking bread together, to be baking these beautiful cakes together, I think is about the most loving thing that we can do together.
The kuchidati will go on Xavier's altar, which is also topped with a West African kente cloth. For The World, Nina Feldman, New Orleans.